am entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dame Hodges.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show, and joining Annie and I tonight is famed author and award-winning journalist, the author of many, many great books, and we're going to talk about one of those in just a moment, is Jim Marrs. And as we went into the break, we were discussing the media blackout that's taking place in 49 other states with regard to what's going on in Arizona with the Mexican drug cartel leaders threaten the lives of Arizona and American police officers who would dare to do their job and interdict their drug shipments. And as you've heard, Jim has never heard about that. Annie, let's go to you in Tennessee. Have you heard about that at all?
Yes, I had. I heard about it a couple of days, but it was from an email. It was off the net. It wasn't on the news. Yeah, but why would they allow this to happen? Why did we just give up that whole preserve of, what, 30,000 acres or something, you know, and there's signs on Interstate 8.
Oh, yes, yes. You're talking about signs that are south of Interstate 8, which is really about 150 miles north of the border, and they've been put up by the Pinal County Sheriff, who has said, caution, do not go into these areas. Human smuggling and drug activity and drug shipments take place here. Do not approach strangers. Do not pick up trash. They went on and on to describe all the things you shouldn't do. They basically, it's
don't
like dealing with
on the freeway.
Slowly back away and call 911.
That's the
freeway.
Yeah, Jim,
we've got these signs in Arizona along some of our interstates that are basically telling people not to stop.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Dave, have you heard of the remarks of the senator who talked with President Obama and asked him point blank why he wouldn't secure the border? And he said Obama told him that if he secured the border, he would not have any leverage to push through a immigration reform bill, okay, which, in other words, which is just kind of a buzzword for amnesty,
Yeah, you're talking about Senator John Kyle, who is conducting a town hall meeting in Phoenix, and that aired nationally, and of course the Obama administration issued the perfunctory denial and called John Kyle a liar. And I don't see what Kyle would have to gain from making this story up.
No, and I'm not sure about Kyle's background, but something tells me you'd probably be hard-pressed to find more lies in his background than you could find in Obama's background in the White House.
Absolutely no question.
Let's
go out to the
lines
real quick, Jim, because I want to squeeze in a couple callers before we get to the subject of your new book. Hi, John from Austin, Texas. You're on with Jim Marrs.
Gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. It's dark days for the South and Southwest, I'll tell you.
Absolutely.
And I heard about the situation. I know I was calling in on the oil, but since you segued over, I've been following along for several weeks since the story broke on, I originally saw it on Fox News, National Fox, and started following in on it and started digging on it about the situation in the national park in there and the sheriff asking for State Guard, I guess, National Guard to come in and being refused. And, you know, the whole situation, you know, these aren't the poor little Mexican people who are looking for a better life. These are hardcore drug dealing cartels. They're armed with military weapons. They use Mexican military. A lot of them.
Okay, we're up against the break, John. I'm going to let you hold over and finish your thought, and I want to get Jim's reaction to it. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with the whole group of us after a word from our sponsors.
Today.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Welcome back, everybody. Dave and Annie hosting Jim Mars tonight here on the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I just want to send a big thank you out to Linda from the Gulf Coast region. Actually, she's from Mississippi, who did send me that email address. And Jim, I have to tell you that I had a chance to look at that a little bit during the break, and it's a grim. I'll make sure that you get the contents. Anyway, we held over John from Austin, Texas. And, John, you made some really good points, and you echoed pretty much what Jim and I and Annie have been talking about here. I just wanted to know, did you have a quick question or comment for Jim?
Well, I guess my question is, Mr. Mars, I worked law enforcement along the border for a while, and here in Texas. I see a day coming where Mexico is not our ally. It's just, you know, they're just not. But Mexico's no friend of the United States. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. The government. And there's been 23,000 murders and shootings along the border on the Mexican side in the last 3 years. You know, people are getting boaters, fishermen, are being robbed at gunpoint on, like, Falcon Lake and Lake Amistad. People don't realize the amount of crime going on.
We realize, and I've seen the assassinations of Mexican police officers, which, if we're not careful, is going to come here. John, our callers are really backing up, and I want to spend a significant time talking to Jim about his book. But, John, thanks for calling, and please call again. Let's go to Lark. We're going to squeeze in a couple more calls quickly. Lark from Texas, hi, you're on with Jim, Dave, and Annie.
Hi, Dave, Annie.
Hi, Lark.
And Mr. Mars, I understand you're a Texan, so I'm happy to hear that because, of course, I'm from Texas. But, you know, I have, you know, I've been doing quite a bit of research myself, and from what I see, I rather think that Canadians are not our friends, nor are the people from Great Britain, nor are they people from Israel, nor are the people from China or Russia. But we're not talking about the common people. We're talking about the people who are controlled at the top.
The leadership.
Yes, by the same entity in the crown. And if we recall 9/11, on 9/10, what happened with the announcement of the shortfall of, or the missing $2.3 trillion, and there were already war games set up with Canada being involved.
Mm-hmm.
If we look back in our history and we draw from the fact that Americans were never freed from the banking and insurance establishment, nor from the laws of nations at that time, you know, I believe we can see that Americans have never been independent. We've never been sovereign. In fact, today they have set up other schemes besides this cap and trade. For example, with our big reinsurers like AIG, Lloyd's of London, Aviva, they have actually figured out a way to, with the connivance of our so-called judiciary and legal industry and our medical establishment, they've actually figured out a way to kill Americans off and profit from it.
Those are some great points, Clark. Let's pause for a minute and let Jim respond to these.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And you'll read about this, the depopulation effort in my new book, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy. One person I quote is Prince Philip, who said, quote, human population growth is probably the single most serious long-term threat to survival. If it isn't controlled voluntarily, it will be controlled involuntarily by an increase in disease, starvation, and war. Now, you could argue that, well, he's just being philosophical and he's saying that's what's going to happen to us if we don't take this. But later, in later years, listen to what he said. In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Now, that's the pretender to the throne of England. This, he is speaking, these people at the top, this leadership that you're talking about, they want to kill us. Okay? And now with this BP disaster, it looks like they may be well on the way. It's absolutely incredible, and again though, but they control the media, so you don't hear about this. Or if you hear it, it's just very brief and smattering. In fact, there was a TV on in the other room, the O'Reilly Factor's on, and they had a brief bit about drug war worsening in Arizona, threats against police officers, followed immediately by prostitutes on the Gulf Coast are losing business and they want BP to make up the difference. Now, boy, there's two equal stories.
I don't see the connection, but I suppose if they're trying to appeal to the basal instincts of people, maybe we'll feel sorry for those prostitutes. Mark, quick follow-up question?
Well, of course, Prince Charles' statement comports pretty well with the Rockefeller-funded Club of Rome white papers.
Exactly. He's articulating what they say.
That's right. Well, anyway, I'm very happy that you're a Texan, and Dave and Annie, I'm very happy for your program. Thank you so much for the time on the air.
Okay, Lark, thanks for calling in, and please call again.
Thank you.
Well, we got another caller waiting on, and he's a friend of the show, Roger from Kentucky. Hi, Roger, you're on the air.
Hello. I have a question on the population displacement. There are cases like Arkansas, which were told to build a statewide system of reservoirs in the late 40s to provide water for population growth and irrigation. Instead, they've been pumping groundwater out all of this time. So any population displacement into that state would expedite the collapse of the water supply and result in additional displaced population. I wanted to find out if Mr. Mars is aware of any other situations where FEMA, if their intent was to exacerbate the problem, could exploit in other areas.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned water because that's been a concern of mine for a number of years now. And, again, that would be terrible for the population. but it would be quite profitable for the multinational corporations, because Coca-Cola, Perrier, there are two or three other companies, have now just about gained control over the water supply. And if there is an evacuation, if there is displacement, a lot of people, think how much bottled water they're going to sell.
Jim, hold on for a second. I got to back up because I can't believe I heard my ears.
And other types of problems?
Roger, hold on just a second, okay, because I want to make sure I heard this correctly. Jim, did you just say that Coca-Cola has a big market share in our water?
Yes. They're buying up the water. Perrier also has water. Just go to the grocery shelf. You know, it used to be when I was a kid, you go in a grocery and you ask for, you want some bottle of water, they just look at you funny. They didn't have any bottled water. And then all of a sudden, now it's huge. Now it fills up a whole aisle. And just pick up any one of them, look at it, look at all the fine print, and look at what multinational corporation actually owns the water.
Simply amazing. Okay, Roger, I apologize for interrupting. Go ahead and continue with your question.
The intent of my question was to find out from Mr. Mars if there are other types of problems like this, maybe not necessarily water, but other problems in areas where these population would be displaced to that would cause additional secondary displacement of populations.
Right.
Good question.
Well, of course, if there was any kind of general evacuation of the coast, it would be a huge displacement, and the stress on the infrastructure of this country would be immense. Where are you going to put all these people? Who's going to feed all these people? And, of course, think about this, too. The housing market. What's it going to do to real estate and housing along the Gulf Coast? Are people just going to walk away from their homes? And if they had to evacuate because of health concerns, who's going to buy their property? I mean, this could be immense. And, of course, but if you turn on the TV, you're not going to see anything about it.
Jim, how far inland do you think the health effects could spread with regard to these chemicals they're spraying on the oil?
Well, it would all depend on of course, on the weather patterns. The thing that apparently the experts are most concerned about is a hurricane, and there's already a Hurricane Alex forming down in the Caribbean, and if it should gain to sizable proportions, and if it should move on land, it could pick up all these contaminants, methane, benzene, and, you know, send it who knows where and who knows how far inland. I know when it was first suggested that there might possibly be an evacuation of the coast, they were talking like maybe a 50-mile ring, you know, 50 miles from the coast all the way around, and then all of a sudden they're talking about 100 miles. And now there's even been talk of 200 miles. The problem is, guys, is that I don't think anybody, including the so-called experts, knows for certain what can happen, what will happen, how bad it's going to be, what the wind and weather disbursement patterns would be. Right now, they're holding the line and acting like everything's okay by talking about these relief wells. But if there's multiple fractures of the seafloor, which seems to be the case, then those relief wells aren't going to really do much. So now the experts are talking about the only possible solution would be to nuke it. All right, you set off a nuclear device with the idea being that they would basically glaze the ocean floor, turn it into a pane of glass, and hopefully that would contain everything. But the very same people who advocate this admit that they're not sure but what that might, you know, fracture the entire seabed, cause a huge upheaval, and all this methane under tremendous pressure down there would burst out either as a poisonous gas or perhaps even in a massive explosion that would be tantamount to a thermonuclear blast. So I don't know. It just doesn't sound good.
I have one quick follow-up. Do you think FEMA would actually intentionally move people into areas that would exacerbate the problem?
Well, I would only mention this. Think about the poor people on Manhattan Island right after 9/11 when the government, in the form of Health and Human Services Director, said, oh, no, the air quality is just fine. And, of course, now there's all kinds of health problems up there.
Oh, of course. Good comment to end this segment on. Roger, great call. Please call again. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Jim Mars on the other side.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and we're coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And joining me tonight is my news director, Annie DiRiso, and famed author, journalist, and award-winning journalist, I might add, Jim Mars. And Jim, let's cut right to the chase here. As you can see, we had some great calls, but I don't want to get too bogged down because we need to move into what you've been working on lately, which is a book called The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy.
Right. Well, we could spend probably a program on every section in this book, but to give you some idea of what the trillion-dollar conspiracy is all about, is we've got political hacking, we've got public debt, private profit, how it all began, usury, the Federal Reserve anomaly, debilitating food and water, the mycoplasma attack. You're going to love that one, about how that the Nazis perfected a prion, which was then synthesized into a crystalline form and then further worked on by scientists in the United States, sold to Saddam Hussein in the mid-80s, who then used it on our troops, which is probably the true cause of Gulf War syndrome, and now it's spread into the population, and all these diseases that were unheard of 20 years ago, like fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome or the huge increase in Alzheimer's, can probably be traced to this man-made prion or mycoplasma. Drugging the population, psychiatry and eugenics, flu and other swinish ideas. Do we all remember the flu? Oh, man, the swine flu, This time last year, everybody's panicking over the swine flu. Right. Whatever happened to that? It was totally phony. It was just hyped by the pharmaceutical corporations. And let me point out that Dr. Julie Gerberding, who was the head of the Centers for Disease Control all through the Bush administration, the one who kept telling us you got to have the vaccines and watch out for this, watch out for that, take the vaccines, you'd be healthy. When Bush went out of office, she left and became head of Merck Pharmaceuticals Vaccine Division. Now, this type of revolving door between people who are supposed to be looking out for the public health and any kind of public advocate, and then go to work for the very corporations that are causing us so much trouble. We got to put a stop to this. There should be a law that says anyone who works for any length of time in the public health sector, for example, cannot take employment with a major pharmaceutical. I mean, in other areas, sports or entertainment, none of this would ever be allowed. Why are we allowing it in some of the most sensitive areas of our nation? We got dumbed down education, a whole section on how that today we're not turning out critical thinkers. We're just turning out test takers and people who feel good about themselves. And I often wonder how good are they going to feel about themselves when they're 50 years old, they can't read and write, and have to sell pencils on the street corner.
Annie, you and I have spent a long time talking about that topic, haven't we?
Yes.
Right. They did leave in the section on media control and fear-mongering, but interestingly enough, I was censored, and they forced me to take out a whole section on how the corporate mass media censors the news. And I was told, well, if you don't take that out, we're not going to publish the book. So I told the editor, I said, well, you kind of proved my point, didn't you?
Well, Jim, hold on just a second. You're saying that you took a book, and I assume it went through the legal vetting process, and at the end of the trail, they basically said, we're not going to let you talk about media censorship?
Right. Is that too much? It's just incredible. In fact, the biggest portion that was censored out of my book was how the corporate media censors the news. And what was taken out was the 25 top censored stories of 2009 as found by the research team at Project Censored, which is headquartered out of a university, employs several hundred journalists and academics and people from around the world. They also took out the section on the cross-directorships, how that all of the top media corporations have interlocking boards of directors with corporate America. So in other words, and all you have to do is look at the 25 top censored stories and you find out the majority of them are about corporate malfeasance. So in other words, we can't talk about that. It's absolutely amazing.
Jim, we can talk about that because this is RBN. Would there be any names, household names, that people would recognize that appear on these interlocking boards of directorate?
Not really. If you were big on the internet, I mean, if you're big in the news media, you would probably have heard of some of these people. They're named in the book. I quoted from Project Censored, and as I said before the program, none of this stuff that was taken out of the book, there was no legal problem with it. It's all sourced, and it's all goes back to people who know what they're talking about, and I'm simply reporting on what's going on. And another thing, well, I'll give you a good example. On September the 11th, I believe it was, 2009, there was a march on Washington by people who were upset with Obama, with his health care proposals, on like that. And
yeah, the 9-12ers. Jim, we got to hold it right there because we're up against the break. But let's pick it up with that march on Washington. We come back after a word from these sponsors. Stay tuned, everybody.
Everything turned. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And there's time to every purpose.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, host of The Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And also joining us tonight is our news director, Annie DiRiso. And we're interviewing Jim Marrs about his latest book, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy. And as we discovered in the last half hour, that a lot of Jim's book was censored, particularly the part on media censorship. And Jim, as we went into the break, we got interrupted by the commercials, and you were starting to talk about an example of media censorship at work on the protests that were taking place in Washington, D.C. last fall.
That's true. Let me correct myself. I think I said it was September the 11th. It was September the 12th of 2009. And there was a massive demonstration in Washington, D.C. The crowds covered the mall. They stretched all the way down Pennsylvania Avenue. By several separate sources, it was a 2 million person demonstration. Now, 2 million people gathering in the nation's capital should have been big news, but except for a few scattered stories in the Washington Post and the New York Times, which said, tens of thousands gathered, and with very little or no photographs. I'm looking at a photograph here that shows the Capitol in the background, and it's all the way down Pennsylvania Avenue, and it's just wall-to-wall people. This was incredible. This was a major news event, and yet I doubt most of your listeners even know it happened, except for the people who were there. And even the New York Times, which was trying to be critical of the whole event, even was forced to say that these were people who were having a good time and acting in a responsible manner. So you have 2 million Americans trying to protest, and it doesn't even get media coverage. As a journalist, I'm ashamed and I'm disgusted.
Well, you know, on one hand, I share your contempt for the situation. On the other hand, this is why networks and shows like this exist. The RBN network and why the Common Sense Show has life and why our listenership is growing because of this kind of media censorship, and people understand this. Let me ask you one media censorship question.
Let me interrupt, Andy,
real quick.
Hey, Dave, wait a minute. I've got to tell you this.
Okay.
They are now working on the Cybersecurity Act of 2010, and they are trying, Jay Rockefeller is behind this, and they are basically trying to pass a law that would put a kill switch in the hands of Barack Hussein Obama, where he could say, flip the switch, and the internet would go down. And I would assume this would probably include alternate radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we're not out of the woods yet, but people like you are doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
Economically, all of these people, all of these companies, even the mom-and-pop companies that do all their business through the internet, I mean, look what that would do to us economically if
exactly.
he did that, for whatever reason.
Well, if your goal is the destruction of the United States economically speaking, to merge us into a socialist New World Order, you have your answer, Annie.
Bingo.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was surprised they would let you put the Illuminati pyramid on the front of the book. You know, that's pretty cool. That's going to catch a lot of attention.
Well, let me tell you about the cover. The Illuminati pyramid with the all-seeing eye of knowledge and the Latin words Novus Ordo Seclorum, which has been translated as the new order of the ages, but it also, since comes from the Latin word that where we get the word secular, which means the secular world, the material world, it could also be translated as new world order. And that isn't something somebody dreamed up. That's on the back of our dollar bills and has been. That's the Great Seal. So that would give you some idea. But here's a funny sideline. When I first, they sent me first the idea for the cover, somebody had put George Washington's picture blown up at the front and then the title, The $1 Trillion Conspiracy. And so I wrote him back and I said, well, I don't know why you're laying all this off on poor old George. George hadn't had anything to do with all this. I said, why don't you use the Great Seal on the back, which has the pyramid and the all-seeing eye of knowledge in the Latin that can be translated New World Order. And interestingly enough, they went for it.
That's surprising to me because George would have been kind of a hapless victim since he no longer has the bite as a former president. Jim, let me ask you a quick question about, and this is along the lines of media censorship. Last fall, and it was during that time of the Washington March, I was watching an edition of Glenn Beck, and he showed Rockefeller's door at Rockefeller Center, and he honed in with the camera. On one side of the door, the upper left-hand side, there was a hammer, and on the upper right-hand side of the door, there was a sickle. And as he went to the commercial break, he said, well, what do you make of that, America? Well, Jim, let me ask you this. What do you make of that? What do you make of Glenn Beck's coverage of that?
Well, first off, what I'll make of that is the fact that the Rockefellers were some of the backers of the Russian Revolution. And, in fact, according to Woodrow Wilson, the bulk of the money who came and went from Wall Street and Standard Oil did not go to the white Russians or the Kerensky government. It went to the Bolsheviks. So, in other words, the Rockefellers and their Wall Street compadres created communism in Russia. And I think the original plan was to pit the communist East against the capitalist West in what we have lived through for 70 years and came to be known as the Cold War. So they could play both sides off against each other for maximum profit and control. The problem was is that the communists, when Stalin took over, they created the Internationale. They began to spread out. They created they were talking about worldwide communism. And these globalist financiers, they didn't want that. So they reached in Germany and found an army intelligence agent who they put in charge of a National Socialist Party there. And, of course, that was Adolf Hitler. So they funded Hitler. But here's one for you, Dave. The reason they turned on Hitler, the main reason they turned on him, over and above the fact that the Germans were just a little bit too efficient, and then pretty soon they had overrun Poland, Czechoslovakia, France, who were threatening Britain, and were moving into Russia. But the main problem was, is that Hitler had turned Germany from a bankrupt nation with half the population without employment into a thriving economy in only two or three years by one simple thing. He issued interest-free money.
Yes.
He issued money through the Deutsche Bank. He created jobs like the Autobahn, public projects, paid people with the script issued by the government and that they didn't have to pay interest on. And the people went out and spent it on goods and services, and the German economy boomed. And so the globalist bankers, banksters, as they are sometimes called, they knew right away that they couldn't get by with that, or they couldn't allow Hitler to get by with that, because then other nations would get the idea. And so they
well,
had
Jim, we've already had the idea here. If you look at it, first of all, I had a guest on my show last week, Ellen Brown, that talked about reverting back to state-owned banks that could issue zero interest-free money. But what happened to the last two presidents that tried doing that?
Well, the last two presidents that we had who tried to issue interest-free money, in other words, money that we didn't have to pay interest for to the international bankers, was Abraham Lincoln, who issued greenbacks to finance the war between the states, and John F. Kennedy, who in June of 63 issued $4.2 billion in United States notes. Okay? And I don't think it was just a coincidence that both those presidents were shot in the head in public.
Absolutely not a coincidence.
Now, the problem with Hitler was everybody in Germany thought he was almost a god. They all were supporting him, and he had was surrounded, unlike Lincoln and Kennedy, with very loyal followers. And so they tried. There was about 25 assassination attempts on Hitler, and none of them were successful. So they had to launch World War II to stop him. In fact, I've got a quote in my book, I think it's in The Rise of the Fourth Reich, where Winston Churchill, who, of course, was among the aristocrats in England, he said the reason for the war was not about national socialism of Hitler, but to destroy the economic strength of Germany. Okay, he said, I don't care if Hitler's in charge or a Jesuit priest. So, isn't that interesting? They simply did not want these international bankers who make all their trillions off of loaning paper to the governments and charging interest on it, could not allow Hitler to get by with issuing his own money like Kennedy and Lincoln tried to do.
Jim, what are your thoughts on revolution?
Revolution, well, I am opposed to it, okay? And I'll tell you why, because if you look at every revolution in history except one, the intellectuals, the thoughtful people who say we've had enough, we need to have a revolution, and once violence starts, it's the street thugs that take over. French Revolution turned into the, Age of Terror, and the Russian Revolution fell to the communists. The only revolution in history that I'm aware of where the intellectuals who started the revolution actually ended up in charge was the American Revolution.
Yes.
And people like Adams and Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and these guys who fomented the revolution, because England was an ocean away and didn't have the technology to get all the troops and all the power over here as quick and as they would like to, then we ended up winning, and these guys were still in charge, and that's why they sat down and in their own limited way, based on the lifestyles and the knowledge and the perceptions of their age, they sat down and crafted a constitution and a bill of rights, which is the most wonderful document ever produced in the world. And contrary to history, which the power had always been concentrated in central authority, and only then the king, the pharaoh, the Caesar, and only then trickling down to the individual, they created a system where the power was with the people and drifted upwards through elected representatives to a three-tiered balanced system of government that was a democratic republic, okay? But I hesitate to say we've lost the republic.
No, we have.
You don't hear a national politician talk about the republic anymore. All they can talk about is democracy. Well, democracy is mob rule. That's ruled by the majority. So whoever you convince the majority of, that's what's going to happen. And since they control the mass media, they control the majority. That's why all they want to talk about is democracy. But, of course, nobody understands these nuances because we have a dumbed-down, drugged-out, ignorant population.
You're preaching to the choir on this one, Jim, and I think I speak for Annie on that, too. Jim, we got to squeeze in a quick call. We've had a caller on the line for quite some time, so let's go to line one in California and welcome JG to the show. Hi, JG. You're on with Jim Mars.
Hi, Dave. Hey, Annie. Hi. Give me a call sometime again, Annie.
I lost your number.
Fine. All right. We'll recoup that. Mike got it. Say, hi, Jim. Hey, Jim, the thing with Lincoln, though, is I don't know if you've read, I've been hearing that he was our first Jewish president, which is not my main question, but Fritz Springmeier in his book Bloodlines of the Illuminati shows that Thomas Lincoln wasn't his father, that it was a Springmeier or Springsteen was his father?
Huh. Interesting, but of course, if you go far enough back, we're all related.
The main question I wanted to ask you, I've been hearing the last couple of weeks around my neck of the woods. Can you explain what was the reason why Washington wasn't our first president, that we first somehow the fathers, did they elect a black president? What was that about?
No, I don't think so.
That's a new one on me, too.
I've heard African Americans very adamantly that, oh, you didn't know that that America had a black president first. Now, that's news to me. I've never heard that.
Well,
I can't imagine why that would have entered into our historical approach. Can you imagine? Or
I think they might have gotten it mixed up with the story of Crispus Atticus, who was one of the first people killed in the Revolution, and I believe he was a black man. The story about George Washington is very simply this, and this is a very, very wonderful, inspiring story about our country. After he led the Revolutionary Army to success in the American Revolution, Hamilton and some of the people who wanted the rich people in charge went to Washington and said, we want you to be basically king of America, and mm-hmm. we will make you the, you'll be the military ruler, a dictator, and you can put all the rich people in charge, and that's the way the things ought to work. And George Washington turned them down and said, no, that's not what we fought this revolution about. Right. And he said, I'm not going to do that. And so he was elected as president of the United States with all the inherent checks and balances, which have now pretty well fallen by the wayside.
Exactly, especially with the executive order aspect of things. JG, we're short on time, so we're going to have to move along. But as always, a great call, and thanks for calling in, and please do so again. Jim, I want to refer the listeners now to your website and talk about how they can get a pre-release order on your book that's due to come out on the 29th, which is Tuesday.
Right. Well, you can go to my website, jimmars.com. That's JimMarrs.com. And you can pre-order one at a discount off the website. And, or of course, you can go to Amazon.com. And I don't know if after Tuesday they'll be available in any bookstore. I don't know if they offer a pre-sale discount or not, but you might ask them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, Jim, you know, and this will probably carry us over here into our last break, but when the readers, the listeners, I should say, become readers and they read your book, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, what will they walk away with from the experience of reading that book?
Well, they'll walk away with knowledge. And knowledge, as it's been said, is power. And I will say this one more thing to Annie's question about what I think about revolution. Mm-hmm. I am not advocating that, and I've already said why I do not advocate that, because it always gets out of hand. However, I'd also point out that it wouldn't be the first revolution we've had, right?
That's correct.
What was the Boston Tea Party all about?
Well, the Boston
Tea Party. It wasn't
about
taxes.
Well, the Boston Tea Party, of course, is when some Freemasons dressed up as Indians and raided a ship and threw the tea into the Boston Harbor, but protesting a tax on tea. But as Benjamin Franklin later wrote, he said, you know, we could have put up with a small tax on tea. That wasn't the real issue. The real issue was when they took away our money. And happened there was that the colonies were issuing colonial script, in other words, non-interest-bearing notes based on goods and services. And the colonies were prospering. But then the Bank of England, run by the Rothschilds, said, well, we're losing out here. We're losing out on a lot of money. So they got a law passed in England that outlawed colonial script and said,
yeah, and we did the same thing here 100 years ago. Jim, stay tuned. We're headed into the last break. When we come back, we'll tell the listeners once again how to get a copy of your book and put a wrap on this great interview. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Jim Mars in the last segment.
It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges, joined by my news director, Andy DiRiso, and our very special guest tonight has been Jim Mars. And before we rejoin Jim, let me remind everybody that we have generic RBN business cards available, only $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's classic, America from Freedom to Fascism. You can get yours by sending your money order or check to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or simply call us during business hours with the credit card at 1-800-724-2719. Jim, once again, let's give out your website address. So people can go and not only just purchase the newest edition of the Jim Mars Library, The $1 Trillion Conspiracy, they can go back and purchase some of the books they may have missed when they first came to print that we talked about early in the show.
Right. That's jimmars.com, JimMarrs.com. And plus you'll find some articles and some archives there of stuff that you may not have read in the mainstream media. And not only can you also obtain my books, but there's also a pretty good selection of past DVDs and that some people might find interesting.
Well, they're more than interesting, Jim. They're classics, and as Annie can tell you, and I know I'm probably going to make you blush, but I was a big fan of yours long before we ever spoke, in which we got to do eventually courtesy of Annie's significant other, the late Bill Pollack. But I've always admired your work. I had a lot of your collections of books a long time before you ever knew who Dave Hodges was. And I don't think that the listeners who really want to arm themselves with information can go wrong by going back and reading some of the books they might have missed the first time. The $1 Trillion Conspiracy, I'm sure it's headed to be a bestseller. And very quickly, Jim, before we wrap up tonight, what's next for you?
That's a good question. Well, because of an incredibly tight deadline situation on this book, which, on the one hand, I will give them credit for that. I told them I'm really, it's really too bad that in the hidebound publishing field, by the time you come up and get a book accepted for publication and then do your research and write the manuscript, do the editing, it's been taking 2 years or more. This one was really done in very short time for publication. I had the manuscript done by November of last year, and it's out now, day after tomorrow, which is actually a very incredibly short time. So you're going to be getting some very up-to-date information, except, of course, for the BP incident.
Okay, well, Jim, I want to thank you again on behalf of my listeners, Annie and myself and our network, for being so gracious with your time. It seems like whenever you're a guest on the show, the 2 hours goes more quickly than we would like it to, but certainly we'll follow up with you and have you on again as circumstances warrant, and I want to wish you best of luck with the sale of your book.
Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it, and just remember, you and your listeners, remember, there's more of us than there are of them, and if we just figure out what's really going on, get our act together, maybe we can turn things around and go back to having a free and republic filled with liberty and freedom.
I hope that's true. Very well said, Jim. And we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you very much.
Okay. Adios.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, Jim Mars. And quickly, before we go, I want to let you know I'll be taking the 4th off. That's a travel day for me. But we'll be replaying the Brian Sussman interview. And then on the 11th, we'll have on A.C. Griffith on his take on the oil spill. And on the 18th, we'll have Captain Kelly Sweeney back on for the same purpose. We'll also be talking with a lady from the Midwest about what's going on with illegal immigration. Stay tuned, everybody, for the next show on RBN. And I want to thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Go out and have a great 2 weeks. Good luck. God bless.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.